Tuned in to the Smoking Section Podcast. I am your host, your man JT Live, right here on episode 15 of our show. Man, y'all know we've been doing it. We're doing it twice a week now. So people, you all asked for it and we decided to bring it to you. So we want to thank you for tuning in to our show. Y'all know we can be heard every Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on blogtalkradio.com. We can also be heard on Libsyn.com. The Smoking Section Podcast. Like our Facebook page, The Smoking Section Podcast, and we're also on Instagram, The Smoking Section Podcast, and my own personal is at jsilas20, so you can check me out, man. Download, do whatever you gotta do, subscribe to our show. Y'all wanna hit our podcast today? We have a special guest in the building, and that is Cedric Dunson, CEO of Fat Ash. Y'all know, this is the smoking section, so we get it in, man. We got to get a little smoke in. So today, we're going to talk smoke. Last week, we had my man, Black, on Chi-Town's most popular sports figure right now that's doing his thing. He talked about the smoke squad. So we're going to have guests from the smoke squad on in a couple of weeks. But man, on today's show, again, we got my man, Cedric Dunson, CEO of Fat Ash. He's going to talk about what he's doing in the cigar industry right now and helping to promote the art of the smoke. But man, again, follow our show. So much stuff going on out here. We have so many things in regards to the coronavirus going on. So there's so much misinformation. And so people, you know, try to follow the guidelines as closely as possible to the CDC or your doctor. You know, follow those directives, man. Make sure that you get the right information and don't get false information, because a lot of people are out here selling false information. And they're getting people to do all sorts of things. And, you know, be safe. You know, we don't know all the things that's going on with this particular virus right now, but make sure that you stay safe at all times. Maintain social distancing. And I can't even stress that, how important that is. Make sure that you stay at least 6 feet away from people. Because I've been in the stores, man, and people are all up on your back. People are all in your space. We don't know what this thing is all about right now. So, you know, make sure you do the right things, man, and respect people's space. You know, people usually get mad when you was all up in their space. Now that you can distance yourself from people, they want to be closer to you. So, you know, pay attention to those things and make sure that you follow in on the things that take place in today's society. If you checked out our show on Tuesday, y'all know that was from our Zoom podcast that we aired on the Smoking Section podcast group on Facebook, on our Facebook page. It was crazy. We had a lot of our guys from the Chi-Town Sports Nation that was a part of that panel, and they are ridiculous. So we were talking about The Last Dance with Michael Jordan and that whole thing and how that documentary. And, you know, I'm going to ask Cedric about that to see how he feels about that. And so we'll get into that in just one moment. Upcoming podcast will be this Tuesday. Again, we'll be doing part four and five. We'll be talking about the Last Dance and Michael Jordan and his, what he contributes to the art of the smoke. Because Michael Jordan, we know he gets his sticks. I'm curious to what Jordan smokes, and maybe Cedric might have some insight, but we'll see how that goes. But without further ado, we're going to hop right into it. And I was trying to figure out how I got into the Fat Ash group. I mean, because the name caught me, but I put it together how I got in it. And my man Frenchie, who's down in Louisville, Kentucky, by way of, Philly. I mean, we went to school together at Temple University. I know he used to do work in ATL. And so somehow that connection works here. And because I saw Frenchie, and I said, this is how I got into this group, because people, I was getting a lot of invites to join cigar groups and, you know, I mean, I love the art of the smoke. I love the pictures. I think especially for the African-American community, when we become a part of something, we really gravitate towards it. We really pick it up and we really run with it. So I looked in. I said, okay, that's how I got into the Fat Ash group. But it's a great Facebook page. And, you know, when I saw how many members were in there, I was like, man, it's 6,000 people up in here. That's a lot of people in a cigar group. And then I started seeing a lot of my friends in there. I was like, okay, so it must be cool, because some of the cool people that I know partake in the art of the smoke are in there. So today I said, man, I gotta get the CEO in here. Y'all know how we do on the Smoking Section podcast. We like to interview interesting people. And I'm not really into the celebrity thing. I mean, we've had people in the past on some of our past podcasts, and that's cool. But I like to interview people who are walking the earth today that are doing things, that are making things happen. So on today's show, I got my man Cedric Dunston. He's the CEO of Fat Ash. And so we're going to talk more about his brand. And I'm just going to read a little bit. He said, he is that guy. Now, so I want to know what that means, because I, you know, I'm Chicago, man, I think I'm that guy too. So maybe we got something in common. But he is the guy who never meets a stranger. If you ever get a chance to meet him, you'll find that this is to be true. True friend, confidant, and businessman. That guy. And so, you know, I'm always about the high confident people. Cedric is he's a grad of Goldsboro High School. He went to North Carolina State, man. We're going to talk about that in a minute, because Russell Wilson, I think, went to North Carolina State for a little bit. So let me see what he know about Russell a little bit. So we'll talk about that. He's married, two sons. Hey, without further ado, Cedric, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Hey, Jeff, I really appreciate the invite.
Hey, man, I'm glad that you're in here. And I, you know, it's always good to meet good brothers. But I want to know, since you reside in the ATL right now, what's going on in regard to the ATL opening back up, you know, with the whole COVID thing going on? What's your thoughts on that?
As you kind of said a little earlier in your introduction, I'm taking the same stance that you are. I'm definitely trying to stay safe. I'm definitely trying to stay at home. And it's not necessarily from a standpoint of just me personally with the virus, because I do feel that some point in time I've probably been in contact with someone who had it, and I just haven't shown any symptoms. But right. I also have to realize that I have a wife at home, I got a kid at home, I have in-laws around, so even if I get it and don't show symptoms, I'm afraid that I still might give it to someone else. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to stay safe and stay home as much as possible, just go to those essential places and things like that. And I mean, I always got a place out back where I can put some smoke in the air, so I'm good.
Well, that's always important, brother, because I get my chance, man. I go out and I get on my deck and I put smoke up in the air, and I'm just like, man, the social aspect of being able to smoke a stogie with your peer group, and that's gone right now. You know, I know people are doing Zoom meetings and things like that, but that's even a little bit impersonal. Is me being able to reach out and touch. But I'm glad you're safe, and I'm glad your family's safe, and I'm glad you're taking that kind of mentality towards it, because, you know, I don't know if you've seen, but there's been a video going viral, and here in the Chicago area, we had some kids who threw a party, and it's just crazy, you know. And I'm like, you know, what are y'all doing? Because like you said, you could carry it, not necessarily know, and then you give it to somebody else, and then who, you know, next thing you know, it's a catastrophe happening.
It is, and those are just some of the bigger concerns that a lot of times, and if you really think about it, it's really kind of selfish from a standpoint when we're out and we're not necessarily concerned about getting it and giving it to someone else. Mm-hmm. And I know probably very early on, I might have been one of those people, because I was still trying to get in a lounge here and there, trying to expose the brand and things like that. But then I had to realize that it was someone more important than me that I had to be concerned about. And so that's one of the things that kind of really slowed me down a lot too.
Yeah, and that's definitely understandable. Because you got a business, man, and anybody you got a business, you know, you want to maintain as much as possible. That's definitely understandable. What does it mean to be that guy? Who is Cedric Dunston?
Cedric Dunston has kind of been a person that over a long period of time, one of the things that I pride myself in saying that from middle school to today, most people will say that I remain the same. Mm-hmm. I still try to be that same person that enjoys people, that try to lift people up, speak an encouraging word to them, regardless of who they are, engage in conversation, make them feel comfortable, just take friendships, personal relationships, take those things very seriously. And I just try to hold true to that ever since I've been in middle school. So when I just try to say I try to be that guy, I mean, I try to consistently be that guy.
Yeah, that's important, man. I mean, that's, you know, consistency, and that's what I hear from you when you're talking about, you know, you've been the same person throughout the years. And rarely do you get that today because people, you know, they change and they morph or they transition into different things. And it's always good to see people maintaining consistency. What is it? What is fact? Go ahead.
I was going to also just add to the fact that it's just real important when people can take you for your word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real important that when you say you're going to do something, that people can just write a check, a blank check, and know that it's going to be done. So those are the things that I've tried to carry with me ever since I've been in middle school. And yes, it can kind of be tough because, you know, as time changes, people change. But I really try to be that person that kind of hold time still for a moment just to make sure that I'm consistent at those certain characteristics and attributes.
Oh, man, that's excellent. And that's, you can't ask for that. I like the part where you talk about writing that check, you know, because, you know, a lot of people don't, they a lot of times they check bounce. You know, they definitely they bounce. You know, you'd be like, dang, man, I needed you, but, you know, you didn't come through. So, you know, that's an interesting concept. I like that. Tell me about Fat Ash. And I'm going to tell you, when I first saw the term, I'm thinking fat ass. So I kind of want to get your thoughts on, well, you tell me what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, it started, actually the concept was kind of birthed about four, maybe 5 years ago. One of the local cigar lounge owners here in Atlanta was changing the name. And so we were sitting around talking, and I said, well, why don't you change the Fat Ash? And they was like, what? I said, you're changing the Fat Ash. And he was like, no, say we're not doing that. I was like, oh, okay. And so 3 years later, I actually travel on the road with my wife a lot because she is a consultant. And I say, you know, I'm going to need something to do while I'm traveling because I'm going to need some things that I can do remotely or some things that I can grow and start my own business while we're on the road. Because since January of last year, we've been to New Jersey, we've been to New York, we've been to Winston-Salem, Raleigh, North Carolina, Louisville, and now we're back to Atlanta. That's been in a year and a half.
Wow.
So you know, it's very difficult just to have a job when we kind of bounce around like we do, because a contract can be anywhere from 3 months, it could be 6 months, it could be 30 days. It just really all depends on the supply and demand. So I sat down and I said, I need to have my own cigar brand.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I call it Fat Ash. And everybody was like, really? I said, yeah. I said, you know, it is kind of a play on the word ash. I mean, it really is. I said, but if I have a really nice, simple logo, and just as well as begin to start a community behind it that kind of understands the whole concept, but also could have fun with the play on the word, then we might be able to get it somewhere. And so that's how it began on a conceptual standpoint. But then once I kind of sat down and was able to put the logo together and the logo made sense, and where it emphasized what Fat Ash really is, but then also you were able to see the play on the words, then it began to really make sense. So that was kind of how the birth behind it.
That's a great concept. And when I saw it, because it was attractive to me, and you know, you come a part of a lot of different groups, and when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, Fat Ash. And then I immediately thought about smoking, you know, and you have your ashes burn all the way down. And so that was how I carried it. What type of responses have you gotten from people? Because just going to your Facebook group, you have 6,000 members. How did you grow it to be such a large community?
Well, I started the group, believe it or not, it was, I think, March 17th of 2019.
Wow.
So we've just been a little bit over a year. But the way the group has grown, I think it's kind of been a few concepts that we've been able to really emphasize and take advantage of. First of all, I have a very good admin team that works very closely with me. Mm-hmm. So that's really one of the biggest things, because I couldn't do it all by myself. The second thing is that we're trying to build a family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have a lot of interaction. We have a lot of pictures. We try to talk and share things. We try to have contests. I mean, because on the side note, I have a fat ass contest every week.
Yeah.
And with the fat ass contest, whoever posts a picture, whatever BOTL and SOTL, that's Brothers of the Leaf and Sister of the Leaf, post their picture, whoever gets the most likes, they're entered into a drawing for a free t-shirt at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the month, we have a minimum of 8 entries, Brothers of the Leaf and Sisters of the Leaf, and then I do a drawing, and then you get a free Ash Queen if you're the SOTL that wins, or Ash King if you're the BOTL that wins. So that's something that's very fun for everyone to be a part of, and then those are things that build camaraderie. Those are the things that build friendship and those things as well. So that's one of the aspects. And then the other thing, most importantly, I feel, that we keep it at a cigar group. That's all we want to talk about in the group. We don't want to talk about COVID-19 in the group, even though that's something we can talk about. But that's not the place for it.
I mean,
there are other groups for that. There are personal pages for that. But in our group, we just want to be focused on the cigar. We want to be focused on things that are concerning the cigar lifestyle, those things that bring us together from a cigar relationship. And I think that that's one of the things that I really feel that has contributed to the group growing so fast, is because that's all we focus on. So it gives everybody an opportunity to see different cigars, learn about different cigars. We ask people to give reviews on different cigars, recommendations, and then the other thing we try to focus on as well is cigar pairings. So just as well as we smoke cigars, it's always good if we know what to pair it with. So we have many people who post about different things that they're drinking with certain cigars and things like that. But it's really been a good group of knowledge, and so from that we have camaraderie, and then with the admin team that they kind of keep everything in place, and I think we're on something very special.
Yeah, and I that's one of the things I enjoy about the group is that it's not a lot, it's not preachy. And you know, I like to come in there and look and see what people are smoking and what they're drinking. And sometimes, you know, here's the thing, the power of advertising, because I've seen some drinks in there and I've seen some smokes in there and I've went out and gotten those. So, you know, that just goes to show you that kind of call and response that happens within a format like that. And I know things are designed, you know, to do certain things, but that has become a place where I can go and look and say, okay, man, let me see what people are smoking, because I always like to find new smokes and different drinks to add along with my, what I do. So that's very important with the,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, and it's amazing because I do the same thing. I mean, I'll see some things, I take a picture of it, I get a little photo album where I just store cigars, and when I go someplace and I want to try something, I say, hey, well, do you have this? Well, what about this? What about this? And so it has been a great opportunity for me to try some different cigars as well. And that's one thing I really love about the grouping. I mean, so not only is it giving knowledge, but I'm able to receive a lot of knowledge too.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, this is your man JT Live right here on the Smoking Section Podcast. We got Cedric Dunson in the building, CEO of Fat Ash. Man, I'm excited about it. I love seeing entrepreneurs and in particular African-American entrepreneurs that are doing things, because, you know, I'll be just, you know, totally transparent with you. I'm tired of us being consumers on a lot of different ends. And I really want us to be I would love for us to be more of those people who are manufacturing, those who are developing, those who are creating, and those are distributing, you know, and making things happen. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had John Hawkins on here, and John is the owner of Sticks on the Bayou down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And he was saying the same thing, that we need to get more entrepreneurs, people who own their own shops. And because we know when African Americans get into something, we really gravitate to it, especially in a social setting. How have you seen your groups? Because I noticed that you do events throughout. I've seen your events on some of your social media formats. How has the African American culture gravitated towards Fat Ash?
It's been a great growth over the past year because not only are people supporting the group, but then they're also supporting the events, but then also they just supported the brand. Mm-hmm. I mean, because right now we specialize in men and women's apparel, accessories, and paraphernalia. And so over time, you have many people, many more people that are now starting to get the paraphernalia. They're starting to wear it more, and they love it. And once they wear it and they're out, and the conversations that they have behind it, there's another thing that kind of prompts them to wear more. I mean, because we also have a lot of different taglines that go along with the Fat Ass brand also. We have, my ass is bigger than yours. She's got ass for days. we got ass king, ass queen. We have kiss my ass. Look at that ass.
I like that one.
That ass is mine. Yeah, that ass is mine. You better ask somebody.
Right.
For breast cancer, we had kicking cancer in the ass.
Right.
So as you see, the brand does a lot of playing on the word ass, but then replacing with the ass, and it's just a very good conversation piece. So because of those things, brand has really grown. But more importantly, you know, I try to give a very good quality product. So when they get it, it's a product that they're pleased to wear, because not only do I have the T-shirts and things, but I also have embroidery. Embroider items as well, from your polo shirts, your hats, jackets, things of that nature. So I've really seen it grow over the past week, and I'm really pleased with the growth. But I think the thing that's next on the horizon, which I was in the process of doing, I'm scheduling a trip to go over to Nicaragua to start working on at Ash Cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So that should have been up and going by now, but with everything happening with COVID, it kind of pushed those things back. But I think that would be the next thing to kind of even put the brand more in a different gear.
Yeah.
For the years to come.
And I was going to ask you that. That was my next question to ask you. Have you thought about creating your own brand of cigar and how you get that out? Because I know there's a few. There's one Black Star line here in Chicago that has their own cigar in itself. But how would you break into that industry? And because I know it's tough, you know, to get distribution and get your cigar into places, but how would you break into that?
Well, it's a few things. First thing, you know, I've already have a relationship with someone that can blend the cigar for me.
Okay.
So that's already been done. It just required me to go to Nicaragua and sit down and get smoked out for about 3 or 4 days to determine what brand I wanted to be.
Yeah.
But then from there, from a distribution channel, just a few things. I mean, of course, and that will be one of the places where I'll immediately get started, because I want those people to give me good feedback.
Yeah.
They'll be able to, they're front line. They'll tell me they like it, they don't like it, what they like. But, you know, hopefully I'll have a good product where everyone will like it from there. And then secondly, as I've traveled over the past year, I have a lot of relationships throughout the U.S. where I can already start a distribution channel with some of the cigar lounges. I mean, here in Atlanta, you know, we're the mecca for cigar lounges per capita.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, many of the lounge owners here already have relationships with them.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of getting shelf space. But then I have other relationships in New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, Florida, and things of that nature. So that starts my other distribution channel. And then from there, it's just others out there that have good relationships that I probably lean on them and ask them for assistance to kind of follow that final third.
Yeah. And that I mean, and brother, I'm going to be rooting for you, and I look forward to your brand when it comes out, and hopefully we can showcase it here. We can go up live on Instagram, go on live on Zoom, and we can put some smoke in the air, and we can do it that way. And I love to see that. I love to see that vision, you know, because it sounds like you have a vision on doing those sort of things. I know you're supposed to be here in Chicago in March, and so I remember reaching out to you, but I know COVID kind of put a lot of things on hold. But I see that you you've been a part of events, and it looks like you had a relationship event that you guys were doing. Talk to me about that, around the smoke. And I think I saw one. I want to go back to it because I thought it was very interesting. It was where the men talk and the women listen. That when that's gonna happen there, brother? Because I'm like, I need to get that secret.
Yeah, so one of the things that I work with a very good friend of mine, he normally DJs all my parties, and we normally try to do a lot of things together. We used to do this thing called the Sugar Hill Tailgate Experience, where we do a short game, and we would be in a lounge, and it was just like being at a tailgate.
Right.
Except for we're in a cigar lounge. So we have this concept that's called Can We Talk? With Can We Talk, the first session, the ladies came in, they wrote down questions that they wanted to hear. They would put it in a bowl. And then throughout the night, we would randomly draw the questions out of the hat. Out of the bowl. And the thing is that we just asked the men to just keep it 100. I mean, because there's still time you can talk. You're not going to be interrupted. You say what you want to say. You ain't got nobody asking the questions because questions are already written down. And so the men did a very good job of answering those questions. And I think the ladies walked away with some knowledge and some things that they were able to hear, because that's the other part about it, is the listening part. A lot of times when we're with our mates, we aren't able to hear, but if we're in another setting, we really can't talk and we can only listen, then really gives us an opportunity to not only listen, but to understand. So with our next session, we're going to have the men are going to write the questions, and then the ladies are going to ask.
Mm.
And then probably with the session after that, we might have a potpourri where we have men and women ask questions, and we just randomly draw them out and say, hey, this is a question for a lady, this is a question for the gentleman, and do it like that. But that's one of the things that we've just embarked upon lately, and COVID-19 kind of put all that at a halt, but we're ready to get back on the road and do it.
Hey, brother, I love that concept. I mean, anytime, you know, brothers have a chance to talk and the women don't respond, that, you know, because I don't mean that, you know, I'm gonna wife bust my head later on. But, you know, it's a thing where we really need to, sometimes we need to have an avenue. And I think that's a perfect thing. And I like that you do it both ways. That's a great piece. But when I saw that, I was like, can we talk? And I was like, man, now that's something that that would be very, very interesting. And it can promote, and I like that tailgate experience. And that's what I'm talking about, the culture of it. And I don't think a lot of things, because what you seem to integrate, I know I tailgate, you know, when we have classics here, you know, football classics here, black football classics. And, you know, we had a cigar experience, we had food, but so much of what we do is wrapped up around that cigar. And so a lot of people they don't look at it like that, man. It's like, I'm like, do y'all realize we have people who come out with, you know, they come out with the humidors, the portable humidors, and they tons of cigars passing out. You know, we might blow through 15 cigars in a one setting. So that's an interesting thing. Now, you're from the ATL. Are you Falcons?
I am actually a Falcons fan. I've been here for off and on for 23 years now. So, you know, it's one of those things that kind of roots for the home team.
Okay. All right. Well, that's here in Chicago.
Because I know you're probably a Bears fan because you're for the home team, but I've been on the fence about being a Buffalo Bills fan. I was born in Buffalo, so if I'm gonna jump ship, I'm gonna jump ship over to Buffalo. But I'm gonna try to hold steady with these guys a little bit longer.
Well, you got good reason to jump to Buffalo right now, because I mean, I'm a Bears. I'll tell you this: I'm a Bears fan by default. Okay, but I, you know, come on, man. I can't take so many losing seasons. The last time we were Super Bowl champions, I was about 18 years old, something like that. And that's been a long time ago. So, that's cool, man. The Falcons, the Hawks, Atlanta. And we have tons, my wife and I, we have plenty of family down in Atlanta. And so down there quite often. But tell people about where they can find your product and how they can get some of this fat ass gear. I'm going to have to look into the shirts, man, because I'm like, a couple of them I might get for the wife. Especially that Ash Is Mine. Yeah, I'm going to have to get that one.
Yeah, that Ash Is Mine. That's a good one. And the good thing is that I have it in the Lady V-neck. which is a slimmer fit, as well as I tank tops. I got it all. I mean, during the winter, I have your sweatshirts, your long sleeve shirts, your hoodies. I have all that. But of course, I just kind of put up my spring and summer gear now. But you can go to the website at fatashcollection.com. You can always check on my IG page, and it'll take you to the website as well, Fat Ash Collection. And Jeff, the thing I like to do, man, for all your listeners, if they're listening to the show, go to the website and want to make a purchase, on your strength, I'm going to, if they use the promo code SSP23, that's SSP, which is the Smoking Section Podcast, 123, in all caps. We're not giving them 10% off of anything they order, not including the embroidered items. So I want to do that for them just as a part of showing some love to the Smoking Section Podcast and their listeners. I think it's a great, great thing what you're doing, and I really appreciate you bringing me in and being a part of the family.
Oh, man, no problem. We definitely glad to have you. And I've been podcasting now for... It's been 10 years now to this day.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so we started off as a sports show, and we were doing local Chicago sports, but then we were doing all sorts of sports. And then we kind of changed the format around. We played with a few things, very successful, and we love it. I mean, we're experts on it. it's funny how you become experts by just doing something over the years. And so we're happy about it, but we started up a new season, and we call it the Smoking Section Podcast. And just so you know, the reason I call it the Smoking Section, because you, well, here in Chicago, in most places, you can't smoke in many other places. And so you have the Smoking Section. Even now in the islands, if you go, they put you in sections now. I was in the DR last year. You can only smoke over there. And so it was a group of us there. We were just talking. And so the conversation that was held, and it kind of created a culture almost every night where we went to a certain place. And so we said, you know what, let's talk Smoking Section, where we talk politics, we talk sports, we talk entertainment, current events. And then I always like to introduce someone who deals with the art of smoke onto our show. So we appreciate you.
That's awesome.
Make sure that everybody out there, make sure you to Fat Ash and get in. It's www.fatashcollection, not the S.
That's correct.
.com. And man, make sure you get some. See, Cedric is giving y'all discount already. When you got SSP123 all caps, 10% off. So make sure y'all support this brother, man. Make sure y'all get out there and do the things necessary. Let's help push his brand forward. It's a young brand, but let's push it forward, man, because we need to support each other, especially in the cigar community, because it's a culture, and African Americans, and I'll say this, we buy, and our purchasing power is very important. So it's important that we get out there and support our own brands and people who are doing things in this industry, because we need to do that. That's the right thing to do. And it helps our community economically when we recycle those dollars and keep them within the family. Any final words, man, before I let you go?
No, man, I just, again, I just want to say thank you. And, I do want to ditto your sentiments with regards to, we do want to support not only our African-American brick and mortars, but also our African-American, wanted to have cigars out there on the shelf,
mm-hmm.
as well as our cigar brands. I mean, I just think it's a great time for everyone to kind of see all the things that African-Americans have to offer as a part of the cigar community. We are the fastest growing set of cigar smokers right now.
Right.
And so it's good if we have things that not only are tailored to us, but it's good that we have things that are for us. So I think that is really important. But it's great, man, that you got a great forum to expose others and expose the cigar lifestyle and the cigar community. You have a set for that, and I think that's beautiful. But I'm just looking forward to get out. I'm looking forward to meeting my cigar family when this COVID-19 thing is over, because the weight of the community is growing. You have an opportunity to build a lot of great relationships. I mean, the cigar now is the new golf course.
Right.
Back in the day, you know, we were told to build these relationships, to get business deals, to rub elbows. We had to know how to play golf. And even though I am an avid golf player as well, but I found I have made more quality relationships. I have made some long, lifetime lasting friendships over smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the new way. And I think that if we just embrace the culture and just take a part of all the things that the culture has to offer, it could be a benefit to you. I mean, if you just get in and do that.
Yeah. And, you know, that's very important. And because you really, you know, golf courses are so huge, and you only really golf with, you know, three people. If you're doing if you're golfing in groups, you know, three to four people at a time. And so, you know, the fact that you can get in a cigar environment and everybody can smoke, and you can have up to, you know, 50 to 100 people, depending on where you're smoking, that's tremendous as far as networking is concerned. But before we let you leave, what you smoking, man? What you putting up in the air? What's your favorite smoke?
So my favorite smoke is the Padron 20th anniversary. That's probably my favorite single smoke. When I look at brands, I love the Caldwell brand. I love the My Father's, and I also love AJ Fernandez on the brand.
No doubt.
But now, let me just keep it real. Since we've been COVID-19, we've been social distancing, quarantine, all that, my stick of choice has been Baptist Smokes by Drew Estates.
Mm.
That's a great stick that you can get for the cost. And, you know, because when you're sitting around the house, you find yourself smoking 2-3 sticks a day. You got to kind of smoke on the budget.
Right, right.
So that's one of the things that I've done.
Exactly.
That's one of the things I've done.
No doubt.
So that's been my go-to.
And that's funny, man, because I just smoked a Padron just this Sunday. Had one, and
man,
I had it put up, and I said, you know what, let me smoke it, let me see what this is all about, man. And the thing about this, you know, I don't know, it burns so fast. I looked up, I was smoking, and I was doing a live with one of my guys out in New Jersey. I looked up, we were on for about 30 minutes, and man, my smoke was gone. I was like, man, I need that smoke back. So I'm going to have to go and see if I can find one somewhere in one of the stores and pick it up again. But that was an excellent, very smooth smoke.
Yeah. So it just really all depends on the size, on the bend of humidor,
yep.
A lot of things that take you to that. But that Padron is one stick that'll definitely take me to the zone. I call it more to the zone.
Yeah.
And when you go to the zone, you're just in that place where you kind of tuned everything out.
Right.
You're in your groove. Nothing can really bother you or throw you off kilter. And you're just in a nice little double plate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one that'll do it for you.
Hey, you guys, make sure you get in. Support Cedric Dunson, CEO of Fat Ash. He has a promo code SSP123, all caps. You get 10% off. Make sure you guys support this brother. Also, he has the Fat Ash group on Facebook. I'm just tell y'all, don't go in there with none of that foolishness. Leave all your baggage away. You go into a smooth, laid-back Facebook group with people posting, talking, and doing all good stuff. And that's why I like going there. I try to post my stuff in there every now and then and show my little pics, you know, my little smoke. And so it's what I enjoy doing, man. You kind of want people to know what you're doing, especially during these times. But, hey, my brother, it's great talking to you. We'll definitely connect. I'll link up with you a little later on, but we appreciate you, man, and you stay safe out there, you and your family.
All right, we'll appreciate it. Stay safe.
All right. Hey, people, that was my man Cedric Dunson, CEO of Fat Ash. Man, make sure you go support his brand, Fat Ash Collection .com, and you can get apparel and things like that. And Smoking Section Podcast has a promo code SSP123. Get 10% off. So if you buy, man, make sure you support the brand and what's going on. And it was great to, you know, like I said, we try to interview interesting people on the group, on our podcast, I should say. And we want to maintain that. We want to continue that. And people should definitely, we need to start supporting our own and recycling our dollars. And I don't feel any kind of way about that. And I think that's what we are supposed to be doing. But again, this is your man JT Live right here on the Smoking Section Podcast. Make sure you check us out every Tuesday and Thursday right here. Subscribe to our show. You can subscribe to our show page wherever you're listening to this at. We're on all different formats: iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Libsyn.com. We're also on Blog Talk Radio. That's the Smoking Section Podcast. So make sure when you go in, put THE Smoking Section Podcast, and you will get us up and running. I just want to say that you know, as the states again start to open up, people be careful how you get around and the things that you do. Make sure that you maintain social distancing. In Illinois right now, it's being required that you wear a mask into stores, and that's okay. That's a simple ask. When you go into a store, wear a mask. There's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with protecting yourself and protecting others from getting sick. You don't want to carry that virus and kill somebody. Come on, man. Let's keep it real. And for people who are so thirsty to have everything open, just relax. Save your money. Keep your money in your pocket. Nothing's open. At least in the state of Illinois and some other states. Let this stuff gradually come about. We open up gradually. You have to take baby steps first, because we don't know much about this thing that's going on. So, you know, everybody just be safe out there. And again, subscribe to our show page, share our page with others, and download our podcast. This is your man, JT Live. You all have a great weekend and stay safe.